And now this is a dictation for Mary Rentz, R-E-N-T-Z, April 1953. Addresses a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Mary, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in May. No hospital emergency room, some weight loss, says to be eating well, no reported vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding or urinary problems. There was some dysphagia. Evaluated speech therapy, liquids worse than solids, has not seen ENT doctor. She is learning some techniques to avoid the problem. It makes her cough, but has never reached the point of stopping her breathing or changing her voice. There is edema with compressing stockings. No recurrence of fall. The last one more than a year ago. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Notice the Norvasc. Anticoagulated with Xarelto. Next paragraph. Weight 209. Blood pressure nurse 133.80. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia. Overweight of the abdomen. No tenderness. 2 plus edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, November, creatinine 1.29, which is baseline, GFR 44, stage 3B, normal electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia 12.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable. No symptoms, no progression, no dialysis. There has been no need for EPO treatment, no need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate replacement, no need for phosphorus binders. All chemistry is stable. She has metastatic breast cancer, is stable over time, on treatment with tamoxifen, Megestrol, prior side effects of bisphosphonates with osteonecrosis of the jaw. Reason for what she's taking the pentaxifilin, P-E-N-T-O-X-I-F-Y-L-L-I-N-E. Continue chemistry in a regular basis, end of dictation,